Hello and welcome to CS Talks, India's leading podcast on cybersecurity. We all know that phones, email accounts, passwords, and social media accounts are being hacked every now and then all over the world. However, there is an underlying layer that connects pretty much everything in the digital world today, including the mobile applications, web applications, and e-commerce applications. And with IoT, let's just say even most of the electronics in the world. Three letters, APIs. Whether it be social media platforms, mobile super apps, online games, payment gateways, IoT-based urban mobility solutions, or massive e-commerce platforms, APIs are used everywhere. Hi, this is your host Tejanshu, and I will be talking to you about one of the most pressing security concerns for all enterprises today. API security. APIs are pieces of code or software known as application programming interfaces that allow two separate software programs to interact with each other by exchanging data. APIs have fundamentally changed how applications are built and how data and services are delivered and transferred between partners, customers, external providers, and internal workers. Augmenting a borderless interconnected world that is built upon highly distributed microservices architecture-driven applications hosted on data centers operating in the remote corners of the world, APIs are the foundation that billions of dollars of e-commerce rests upon. For each enterprise that creates them, APIs bring faster delivery to market, reduced coding requirements, and simplification of complex interactions. IoT, cloud computing, micro-segmentation, and service mesh also affect the number of APIs that are created and consumed. More and more business use cases in fintech, retail, and healthcare, among others, are all driving the exponential growth in APIs in today's digital world. A survey conducted by the API security company Salt found its customers' overall API call rates growing by 141% in just 6 months, a percentage that they believe will continue to grow as APIs become even more ubiquitous and necessary. With all the benefits that APIs have to offer, they inevitably bring larger security concerns. APIs are designed for making things simple for both the developers creating them and the customers and businesses consuming them. Because of this, security is often traded off for convenience. It is speculated that around 48% of organizations regularly and knowingly push vulnerable code into production. APIs are not necessarily difficult to secure, but they aren't always written and deployed with security top of mind. According to the research, 54% of the developers push the code to meet deadline, 49% do so because they believe that the code is low risk, and 45% discover the issues when it is already too late to fix them. The velocity and volume of APIs being deployed is also another factor that makes web applications vulnerable to some common web application attacks. A rule of thumb in IT today is that you cannot protect something that you don't know exists. While this is true for all aspects of information security, it hits the proverbial nail on the head when it comes to API security. If you don't know where your APIs are and don't know how many you have, you probably don't know what data is being transferred to them and how to access them. This is a huge problem because the number of APIs in enterprises is growing exponentially, and also because APIs have fast become a popular attack vector. Rapid changes in the API security tool market and rising uncertainty about who is responsible for API security have made the problem even more difficult to address. So what are some of the common API attacks? Some of the common API attacks include vulnerability exploits. A vulnerability exploit is when an attacker sends specially crafted data at a target, data that takes advantage of a flaw in the target's construction. These flaws, known as vulnerabilities, can give the attacker various forms of unintended access to an API or its corresponding application. The Open Web Application Security Project, or the OWASP, maintains a list of the top 10 API vulnerabilities such as SQL injection, security misconfiguration, and others. If an exploit targets a vulnerability that was previously unknown, This is called a zero-day threat, and such threats are extremely difficult to stop. Authentication-based attacks are also quite common. Clients need to authenticate before they can make API requests so that the API server does not accept requests from unknown or illegitimate sources. There are several ways to do this, but each way is subject to compromise. For instance, an attacker could obtain a legitimate client's credential, steal an API key, or intercept and use an authentication token. Authorization errors. Authorization determines the level of access each user has. If authorization is not carefully managed, an API client may have access to data that should not be available to them, increasing the chance of a data breach. Denial of service and distributed denial of service attacks. Too many requests directed at an API can slow or halt service for other clients. Some attackers will direct a flood of requests at an API on purpose in a denial of service attack or distributed denial of service attacks. These vulnerabilities have a high risk of being exploited and can definitely cause much havoc. The whole purpose of APIs is to open up access to applications and data. While this accessibility is great for companies and their partners, developers, and customers, it is also simultaneously attractive to hackers as it provides a massive attack surface. Reports and surveys are constantly trying to estimate the attack surface, as it is not easy to get the right numbers. The SOAR survey reported that the average number of APIs per respondents grew from 28 in July 2020 to 89 in June 2021. And companies with 2,000 people typically are reported to use 300 to 500 APIs, with some larger enterprise clients that are reported to be using tens of thousands of APIs. Yet, very few of these companies can commit to a number or even begin to estimate how many APIs they use, which creates a dearth of data for proper research. So, the message comes around again. You can't protect what you don't know exists. And that's certainly a problem, especially because APIs are an easy entry point to potentially sensitive data if improperly protected and if they don't have authentication measures in place to control who accesses them. Gartner made a prediction a few years ago that by 2022, API attacks would become the most frequent attack vector for enterprise web applications, and the world is now witness that this prediction might just be playing out. Companies and agencies including Google, Cisco, Peloton, LinkedIn, Echelon, Twitter, GitLab, Facebook, Starbucks, and the US Postal Services have all experienced attacks traced back to APIs. In addition, API vulnerabilities were discovered in the official COVID-19 tracing apps in India and Qatar. Clearly, vulnerabilities are passing through IT teams' precautions and quality assurance procedures, as well as any security tools in place. APIs are fast becoming a top priority information security issue, and security teams are more than noticing. Another problem is that API management tools or gateways generally lack in providing security out of the box. So, security teams resort to deploying web application firewalls or WAFs, which, although are more security-centric than API management tools, are limited to web application security only. This leaves the traffic between servers and machines that happens in APIs still pretty much unchecked. In fact, Salt, the API security company, reported that 94% of respondents who experienced an API security incident in the past year swore to have had a WAF in place, and nearly all of them claimed that they had an API gateway. As the number of APIs in use grew, along with the number of attackers targeting them, security teams started to pay closer attention and ask more questions about their protection. When asked by clients what they need to do to address API security, experts suggest organizations with a WAF should ask what API support it offers, and those with an API gateway should ask how it is configured for security. But most enterprises can rarely articulate what kind of tools they have and how well are they configured. This is often due to a question of ownership. In general, IT and application development teams build and deploy APIs. Further, these teams which typically report to the CIO, run the API management tools that have limited security capabilities. They also own some API security tools used during development. Security teams which report into the CISO are outside this process. They hardly ever work with these teams on application security and APIs, and they worry more about post-deployment API protection, something that most application development teams aren't really concerned with. To make matters worse, application development is decentralized in many modern application environments. This can make it difficult to know what APIs are in use, as can outsourcing some or all of the application development processes and even using open source code. So really, whose responsibility is it? Experts believe there are some potential areas for uncertainty, confusion, or downright conflict. Underscoring the confusion, the SALT survey respondents reported 25% of API security responsibility is on the developers, and 20% on the API team, and 16% on the application security team, with 16% on DevSecOps, and 11% on DevOps, and a meager 9% on information security, and a much lesser value at 4% on the platform or the product team. Many security teams need to learn what APIs are before they can figure out how to secure them. As a result, all teams involved need to work with security to ensure API security and protection. But it's not an easy alliance always. API production tools have started to evolve slowly. There are two primary changes taking place in the API production market. First, specialty API products are becoming available from companies such as Salt Security, Sequence Security, 42Crunch, and Volarm. Experts are wary that such products aren't the silver bullet for API production, however, but rather, they are tools for specific API production tasks such as API discovery, API control, and API traffic management. The problem that is already plaguing the security industry is having way too many tools and alerts, and API security is no exception. In a 2021 Fastly and ECG report, it was found that on an average, companies were spending on the higher side of $2.6 million on web app and API security tools annually. This brings in the second market change, the consolidation of post-deployment API security and API protection tools. While it's happening slowly, this convergence will enable better API visibility and stronger API protection. It's no surprise that WAF and bot management vendors are at the forefront of this consolidation movement. There are legacy applications being used, therefore there are traditional attacks, which means there is still a need for WAF capabilities. But since traditional WAFs lack the API protection needed in today's environments, that is where there is a lot of room for improvement. Popular vendors such as Akamai, Imperva, Fastly, Citrix, Radware, and Cloudflare all ship WAFs with integrated APIs protection features, marketing themselves under the Gartner coined label Web Application and API Protection, in short, WAAP. Google Cloud also uses the term WAAP. We will be covering more about WAAP in our upcoming episode. Stay tuned and subscribe to our channel for more exciting stuff from the field of cybersecurity. Till then, take care and have a good one.